I was on the advisory board that helped shape the policy with respect to the new nonprofit cooperative insurance companies. Unfortunately, North Carolina doesn't have one of those because the funding was cut in the last round of funding. But about half the states have a new kind of insurance company called a nonprofit cooperative, and I helped advise the government with respect to setting those up.
Just looking at the discussions that you had while this was coming together, mm-hmm. you know, how does it look now that it's about to launch?
Well, it's a pretty exciting and nervous time. There's a lot of moving pieces. It would have been much simpler to simply put everybody onto Medicare or something like that. Not easy, but it would have been simple to explain and much easier to execute. But what we've tried to do is really keep together the various pieces of the American healthcare system, which involves private insurance alongside government insurance, with people who are old or people who are poor having government insurance, but people in the middle having private insurance, but the private insurance coming from the employer or from yourself. So keeping all those pieces together and making them fit together more like a complete whole is a complicated process. And this initial launch, I think we're going to see how well it works. And I think we're going to see that there's going to be some bumps along the way, but the major pieces, I believe, are in place.
Today, one of the major portions of the Affordable Care Act rolls out, so people can start to sign up on the exchanges today. What should people expect?
I think people can expect that if they go online and start to shop, they'll find some very favorable prices. The insurance company's rates really came in quite reasonably. They were a good bit lower than what the government had initially projected. I mean, insurance is expensive, so I'm not saying it's cheap. But if you take what appear to be sort of moderate insurance premium prices and add to that the subsidies that most uninsured people will be eligible for, that will bring the prices down to something that I think most people will be able to afford. President Obama at one point said that the cost shouldn't be any more than, roughly speaking, what people pay for their cell phone or their cable TV. Not that those are cheap, but in other words, within sort of ordinary people's ordinary budgets. So people that have been waiting for an opportunity to get coverage, I think there's going to be some good opportunities out there.
Just last week, Congress tried for, I believe, the 42nd time to eliminate the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. You know, we're rolling it out right now, but is there still a chance that it could be unfunded or crippled even?
I really don't think so, particularly as long as President Obama's in office, he would veto any effort. And of course, the Senate has a majority of Democrats in support of this, so I don't think even Congress could get something out. So I think it's also the case that once it starts to roll out in the major provisions, people will see it's not this sort of evil takeover of the whole healthcare establishment that it's been portrayed as. I think that when it's up and running, people will say most people are still getting the same kind of insurance the same way they always did. Other people will get insurance that's regular old private insurance from Blue Cross or Aetna or some other company at a better rate. They can still go to the same doctors, the same hospitals. Life will continue as it always has, and we'll all still be sort of confused about how it works, but it's not going to fundamentally change people's relationship with their doctors or fundamentally change how health insurance works.
I don't think insurance is ever simple.
No. That's why people like me have a job, to help study it and sometimes hopefully explain it.
Well, you mentioned Blue Cross Blue Shield, and that's the only company that's going to be offering healthcare plans in all 100 counties here in North Carolina. Coventry is also going to be offering plans in a few counties. But how else is the rollout of Obamacare different in North Carolina than it is in the rest of the country?
Somewhat similar. It's a bit of a disappointment that we don't have more companies to choose from, but we do have good options to choose from. The rates in North Carolina are pretty favorable, as they are in many other states. One reason to have a choice between different insurance companies is to drive the prices down, but the rates have come out in a pretty competitive way. So that's good, and they offer a good range of different types of policies or different types of plans. So I think there's probably a couple of dozen options to choose from, and it's certainly as much or more choice than people have if they're working for a large employer or for a government agency. So it will really be, I think, a good menu of options to choose from.
Mark Hall, thank you so much.
It's great to be here, Audrey.